A lot of people ask me about what is the privilege being a priest? And I told them, going to the masses on Sunday without worrying about someone takes my seat, which is masses always up there. So maybe you're worried about that, but I have no anxiety about that at all. Probably that is a privilege about being a priest. But that's not a homily, so now it's a homily. The gospel today tells us about God sends people to you. God sends people to everyone, but people rejected him. Even people killed the Son of God. With that in mind, I would like to invite you all today, reflect with me three steps, three verbs that can somehow help you this week to reflect on the gospel. First, listening. Second, responding. And the last one, acting. The first one, listening. Maybe you can question in your mind that, hey, Father Anthony, I believe that God is speaking, he's speaking to everyone, but I don't think he's speaking to me. I am a sinner. I don't think I deserve to listen to him. Or maybe he's speaking to someone else. Or maybe I'm not like super Catholic. I just like come to masses on Sunday and that's it. But I don't think God is speaking to me. Well, if you are struggling with that, I would say that is wrong. Why? Because God is always speaking to you. Always. Like always. He's trying to communicate with you all the time, every day. The thing is, you don't recognize him, and even you reject him. Especially when you go to the masses on Sunday, when you hear something in the gospel or even during masses and you have something beautiful in your mind, something like you feel, oh, this is like something for me to think. So keep that with you, because that is the Lord's voices. That is the God's voices. He's trying to communicate with you. I am speaking many times about this one, but he's actively speaking, actively living out, actively pouring out his love for you all the time. Maybe you know that already, but like the Lord, for me, the Holy Trinity is always something inside the Holy Trinity. It's always love, and that love is always moving, always doing, always pouring out for you. So Father Anthony guarantees about this one. God is always speaking to you, talking to you, all day, all night. Your duty, listening to him. Well, you can practice. Maybe you can go home today and practice, listen to your spouses, like, okay, maybe you can tell your husband, I'm going to listen to you in 5 minutes. That's it. I'm going to be listening to you actively right now. So go ahead. So try that. And maybe you get the idea over here. Like when we listen to someone, you need to put someone in front of you and listen to them attentively. Practice that. And you're going to see like the Lord is always talking to you. Through everyone, through the natures, and through his words, in the gospel especially, always something. Please try to come into Sunday that you can take something home, that you can reflect for the whole week, that is the Lord. Second, responding. Well, when we listen something from the Lord, I invite you to, like, if you have an idea, a beautiful idea about God or about anything, like during the masses, keep that with you. Reflect on that. Like people say, sleep on that. Like, just keep that with you. Like, if you have something about the Lord, He is trying to talk to you. So keep that idea. Keep that. So you can reflect, you can go back and forth, and whenever you have the new idea, like a new thing, move on to the new thing. But keep that with you a couple of days, a couple of nights. Like, recently I heard the gospel telling me that even one sentence, really short, but I reflected on that for days. Like, the Lord is merciful. The Lord is compassionate. Those sentences, I reflect on those sentences like a couple of days. I keep that in mind with me for days, and I reflect on that. I keep that in my mind, and whenever I have something in my mind, I just repeat it. Repeat the word, Lord, You are merciful. Lord, you are compassionate to people. If you have the same idea with me, keep that with you. Responding to that. Also, if you remember that in the gospel last week, or a couple of weeks ago, when the Lord is talking to the Pharisees and talking to the scribes, and He said, the sinners and the prostitutes go into heaven before you. And I was like, why? Lord, why? I think because they are responding to the God, to God's words. They are like responding to Him. Meanwhile, the Pharisees, they hear the Lord's voices, but they like, okay, Lord, whatever, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, when you hear something from the Lord, respond to that. Keep that with you and reflect on that, because the Lord is trying to communicate with you. The last verb, the last point, acting. Catholic is not an idea. Catholic is the relationship with a person. And that person, requires you to do something. Like, okay, so now you have the truth. Now you have the Lord. Well, you can keep that in mind and you never do something. But the Lord requires you to do something. The Catholics is a person, is doing something. Like, the Lord requires you to act on His word. As you know, we distinguish between like the human act and the act of man. Human act and the act of man. What difference? The difference is act of man is considered as the humans, as the animals. We will have the reaction toward like many things. Like when I have my finger on the fire, my reaction to pull my finger back, that is the act of man. That is considered as like every animals. But human beings, we also have the human act. Human act requires knowledge, require your wills. And the more you are doing the human act, you are the more human. Like, the more you are doing the Catholic things, you are the Catholic. Or the more you are love someone, you are the more you're lovable. Or the more you are practicing the virtues, the more you are the virtuous person. So the more you do, the more you are becoming human. Maybe you guys all sleep already because like you have no idea what I'm talking over here. But trying to maybe the simple point over here, okay? The more you are coming to the Mass on Sunday, the more you come into the Mass on daily Masses, the more you are forming in the God's Word. The more you are doing the Catholic things, the more you are the Catholic. That is the human act, require your will. And I said, like last night, your dog cannot say happy birthday to you on your birthday, because that is not a human. He doesn't have the will, but the Lord gives you the will, the intellect, that you either can reject him or listen to him. Like the gospel today, even he sends his son to the world, but the world kills the son. Like, if you think about like a moment, like, you kill the son of God. Like people, human beings, kills the son. That is something, brothers and sisters. Like, that is always something for you and for me. Well, the son came, and the son went back to the father, but the son left his words to you. And now you can listen to that word, or you can reject it. Don't be a lukewarm Catholic. I'm from Vietnam. In my country, when you are Catholics, like, you are Catholics. You need to sacrifice as many things to be a Catholic. The government hates you. The communist people hate you. If you are Catholic, you cannot work in like the government like offices. You cannot have like higher or better education somehow, because you are Catholic. Invite you today to reflect on, if you're Catholic, you are Catholic. Don't be the lukewarm. And the Lord, he doesn't desire it. Be Catholic. Be yourself. Listening to God's words and acting on that, reflecting on that, responding on that. I pray for you this week that we can reflect on the gospel together, that when we are listening to the Lord's voices, we need to respond to his words. And finally, we need to be acting on that and be with that. So pray for you all this week.